And perhaps we can leave it there. Lori Emerson, thank you so much for joining us. You said you have a website for your work. Is that LoriEmerson.com? Is that correct?
They both work, LoriEmerson.net or .com. They should go to the same place.
And that's Lori, L-O-R-I, correct?
That's right.
Yes, I want to make sure we're sending people to the right place. And I think that brings us to a close of this edition of Radio Survivor. Thank you so much for joining us, Lori.
Thank you so much. That was fun.
Lori Emerson is an associate professor in the English department at the University of Colorado at Boulder, where she's also the founding director of the Meet.
Hi, this is Corey Sear from the Group Revealer. We're hanging out with WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.
This is Cheryl Kay, host of Situation Fluxus on WGXC 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears in upstate New York. The show is a weekly one-hour program focused on jazz and improvised music, news, radio, conversations, and more that airs on Thursdays at 10 a.m. and Fridays at 4 a.m. To contact us about Situation Fluxus, thejazzdisturbance@gmail.com or info@wgxc.org. Keep tuned in to 90.7 FM, wavefarm.org/listen, tune in, and on the Wavefarm radio app on your smartphone. Our website is WGXC.org.
Donate to the WGXC Silent Summer Pledge Drive at WGXC.org.
We are in need of just a few more sustaining supporters. We need your support at WGXC.org/donate.
We're going solar. That's guilt-free radio.
John one day was like, I think we should do a show on the radio about our ukuleles, because we had this ukulele club and we got together on Saturdays and we played. And I said, John, that's downright crazy. Who would put a couple of guys like you and me on the radio? Well, turns out WGXC does exactly stuff like that.
Any person listening right now can contact WGXC or contact me on the Monday afternoon show. And if they have something to share, an issue, or even just an event or a phone number, you know, a resource for people or a song to play, you know, if they want to have a show, you know, it's a very accessible and participatory station. And I just, it needs to be supported.
This radio station is listener supported. That means you, beloved. And because we are listener-supported, not commercial radio, we aren't beholden to any advertisers or any government grants organization, any granting organization. We are independent.
Shh. Donate to the WGXC Silent Summer Pledge Drive at WGXC.org.
Now, from Survive All comes an economical do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Civil defense approved and easy to assemble. Takes just a weekend.
Get maximum protection from nuclear fallout for your family.
See a Survive All shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Arthur and Karen of Hoover, Alabama. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You know, I was listening to the radio, and I heard this thing!
90.7 FM, listener-aided and abetted radio.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Nora E. Adelman of Athens, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXC is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Wave Farm, based in Acre, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune in to transmission art and experimental sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
Overture, cut the lights. This is it, the night of nights. No more rehearsing and nursing a part. We know every card by heart. Overture, cut the lights. This is it, we'll hit the heights. And oh, what heights we'll hit. On with the show, this is it. We'll be right back.
for smoggy skies, insecticided grain, for strip mined mountains' majesty above the asphalt plain. America, America, man sheds his waste on thee and hides the pines with billboard signs from sea to oily sea.
This is Chrissy Ann. You're in touch with Loveland Radio Theater.
Today, we take a little trip to a local theater where thespians get together to break each other's legs. Listen to this artist, Alan Sherman.
Chim-chiminy, chim-chiminy, chim-chim-chiree. Those are three words that don't make sense to me. But I'm used to words that don't make sense to me from all those commercials I see on TV. When I see an ad that can't be understood, I know that the product has got to be good. Those words may be crazy, but I think they're great. Like sodium acetyl salicylate.
Sodium acetyl salicylate.
I wake up each morning a most happy man. I cover my pycopay with Fluoristan. I add hexachlorophene, cause it's so pure, and then GL70 just to make sure. Then I take a shower, but never alone. I'm in there with Dermacil and silicone. I brush Vitrol D on my lanolin wave, and I sharpen my boo-boo and use it to shave.
He sharpens his boo-boo, and that's how he shaves.
There's Tufsin and Redsin and Acrolan too, and Marfac and Melmac, and what else is new? There's Orlon and Corlon, and there's Accutron, and Teflon and Banlon, and so on and on. These wonderful words spin around in my brain. Each one is a mystery I cannot explain. Like, what does that blue magic whitener do? Does it make blue things white or make white things blue?
His blue things are white and his white things are blue.
My fastback has wide track and autronic eye, which winks when a cute little Volvo goes by. My tank full of platform 8 starts with a roar, but when I try to stop, it goes 2 miles more. I measure my breathing with my nasograph. It's nice, but oh my, how it hurts when I laugh. My chair is upholstered in real Naga hide. When they killed that Naga, I sat down and cried.
He moved to Chicago when that Naga died.
I'm giving a party next Saturday night, and here are the friends that I'm going to invite. The giant who lives in my washing machine, that other nice giant who's jolly and green. The tiger who causes my gas tank to flood, that handsome white knight who is stronger than crud. The man with the eye patch who sells me my shirts, and that nut who flies into the front seat for Hertz.
That daring young nut who goes flying for Hertz.
I've lived all my life in this weird wonderland. I keep buying things that I don't understand, 'cause they promise me miracles, magic, and hope. But somehow it always turns out to be soap. And they might as well be chim-chiminy cherry.
Comedy sometimes comes from great sadness in order to heal the pain. Alan Sherman's parents divorced when he was young. Because of that event, he attended 21 public schools across America as the family moved. His health began to fail as he became more popular with diabetes and lung disease. In the late 1960s, Alan Sherman's wife divorced him and took the children away. He passed away fall of 1973 at the young age of 48. Alan Sherman is certainly one of the great artistic geniuses who suffered for his art.
Hi, this is Jack Perkins. You're listening to Papaw Dave.
Hey, this is John McEwen from the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, and I'm glad to be here with Papaw Dave. You know, he plays all the good stuff.
Thanks for listening. Contact me, Papaw Dave, that's P-A-P-A-W, Dave, 65, at gmail.com.
This is Chrissy Ann. You're in touch with Loveland Radio Theater.
It's 8 o'clock in Los Angeles. It's 9 o'clock in Denver. It's 10 o'clock in Chicago.
In Baltimore, it's 6:42. Time for the 11 o'clock report. First of all, the headlines. Welcome Wagon runs over newcomer. Good Humor Man slays 10. Pen Pal stabs pal with pen. Pediatrician dies of childhood disease. And Jacques Cousteau drowns in bathtub accident. We'll be back with full details in just a moment after this word from Cooley's Cigarettes.
You know something, Bill? These cigarettes of mine, they taste like crap. Say, Dan. Crappy taste. Why don't you try the cool, refreshing taste of Cooley's? Cooley's, eh? You smoke them? Nope, found them in the subway toilet.
And now back to the news. History's 135th heart transplant operation was performed yesterday in New York City. One unusual note, the heart transplant took place in Central Park at midnight, and the donor's family was not consulted. Dr. Timothy Leary's brother, really Leary, today announced the formation of a new religion, which teaches that when you die, your soul goes to a garage in Buffalo. Police today arrested Margaret Fulcrum, a 45-year-old unregistered nurse, and charged her with accepting collect obscene telephone calls. Famed television announcer Charlie the Tuna was found dead today of mercury poisoning. Sorry, Charlie. Good news from the Far East. No one was killed in Vietnam today. However, three people died of old age at the Paris peace talks. And former French President Charles de Gaulle rose from the dead today, just to show everyone he could really do it. Well, that's it from the news desk for the latest in sports. Here's Biff Barf. Good evening, sport fans. Biff Barf here in the Biff Barf Sportlight Spotlight, picking them up and barfing them right back at you. I call them the way I see them, and if I don't see them, I make them up. No games today. However, we do have a few late football scores still coming in from the far west. Guam Prep, 45. Marshall Islands, 14. Mindanao A&M, 27. Molokai, 10. Caltech, 14.5. MIT, 3 to the 4th power. William & Mary, 6. Nick and Tony, 105. And here's a partial score. Stanford, 29. Well, that's it, kids. That's it from the scoreboard in the world of golf today in the Fats Domino Desert Classic. First round leader Willie Waterhazard had a birdie, two eagles, and a duck this afternoon. Meanwhile, the favorite Gary Fairway was way behind, scoring a record 609 strokes on the front nine when he accidentally stepped aboard a bus to Minneapolis while playing a difficult lie from the highway. Well, that's it, sport fans. Join me tomorrow afternoon on the ever-widening world of sports when I'll be presenting the National Two-Man Pall-Bearing Championships. And next week, I'll be a guest hunter on American Sportsman. Six of us are going to kill a rabbit. Now, with the latest in weather, here's Al Sleet, your hippy-dippy weatherman.
Hey! Hey, Costner! Hey.
Hey, what you call your possum? Elsley the Hippy Dippy Weatherman, brought to you by Parsons Pest Control. Do you have termites, water bugs, and roaches? Parsons will get rid of the termites and water bugs and help you smoke the roaches. Present temperature is 68 degrees at the airport, which is stupid because I don't know anyone who lives at the airport. Downtown, it's much hotter. Downtown's on fire, man. Now, if you'll take a look at our national weather map, you'll see that we don't have one. So try to picture last night's map in your mind. Remember all those lines and numbers. Weather was dominated by a large Canadian low, which is not to be confused with a Mexican high. Tonight's forecast, dark. Continued mostly dark tonight. Turning to widely scattered light in the morning. That's it from Al Sleet. Don't forget, if you don't like the weather, move.
Thanks, Al. Always a great report from Al Sleet. I think we all know by now Al's been into the mushrooms. Well, that just about wraps it up on the 7 o'clock report. Join us again tomorrow night at 9 for the 11 o'clock news. In the meantime, stay tuned for a brand new comedy series, Double Trouble, the story of Siamese twins joined at the lips. And the merry mix-ups that occur when one gets married and the other has root canal work the same day. Good night, all. Thank you. Thank you, man.
For some reason or another, you sound a little taller on radio.
Next, we tune in the latest episode of the I Have Seen Niagara radio theater show from G. Lucas Crane and Rick Royer. The show airs Saturday mornings on the WGXC morning show between 9 and 10 a.m. and every early Wednesday night just after midnight.
Devil's Hole Pizza and Ribs has been in business since 1972. They operate out of a mean, one-story building nestled in front of a defunct factory on Niagara Falls Boulevard. The parking lot is cracked and worn, and the sidewalk in front of the door has nearly returned to dirt. The windows are covered by weather-beaten cardboard, and the sign out front was melted by a lightning strike.
Oh, yeah, man, that place has got the haunts. Nobody goes in, nobody comes out, but it's always emanating, like, smell of, like, hot, fresh pizza and blood.
Says Ronnie LaHoyt, who owns and lives above a knives and puzzles shop across the street from Devil's Hole. So what the hell is up with this place? Is it haunted, as locals like LaHoyt believe, or is it just bad? I am Zach L. Keebaugh, investigative reporter for Channel 9 Buffalo WZTV News, and I aimed to find out.
You're watching Channel 9 WZTV News Buffalo. Channel 9 WZ. Channel 9 WZTV special feature.
First, though, I had to get out of my motel room. Easy enough, right? Not so fast. The door of my room was one of those hingeless doors, the kind that uses tape instead of hinges. Every time I tried to open it, I could feel something heavy pressing down on the other side. Mattresses.
Mattresses.
Somebody piled 3 or 4 mattresses in front of the door. They were wet too, man.
They smelled like waterfall water. Anyway, it took me 20 or 30 minutes to squeeze my way out of a thin space I managed to budge between the frame and the door. Then, I knocked the mattresses to the ground where they flopped into a puddle. It was depressing. A guy came around to clean the parking lot, and when I asked him about it, he replied,
"What mattresses? I don't see no mattresses."
"Dude, there are mattresses stacked up right here," I responded.
"I have no idea what you're talking about,"
he said, and continued unloading trash from his trunk into a pile on a wheelchair ramp. Anyway, I arrived at Devil's Hole Pizza and Ribs at lunchtime. The small, poorly lit seating area was completely empty. Pieces of newspaper littered the floor. It felt like no heat had been on in the place for ages. There was no counter, merely a ragged chasm in the brown paneling that offered a view into the kitchen. A pulpy, middle-aged face suddenly appeared in the breach. "Let's have a pie. Make it a large and rib sub too," I called out. The pulpy face nodded very slightly and then disappeared. I took a seat and looked over the ancient laminated placemat. There was a little maze on it. You had to lead the pepperoni through the maze to the pizza on the other side. That was cool, and it occupied me for a while. It was then that I became aware of complete and total silence. Nothing moved through the chasm. It was the absence of sound that stunned me. It was an absence of life as well.
"Blood.
They have killed their customers," it suddenly occurred to me. "The ovens are inoperable. There will be no pizza. There will be only the end. This is your denouement." "Yo!" I called out. It was desperation more than anything else. The pulpy, expressionless face returned. "Yo, are you making that pizza? That rib sub?" I started backing away towards the door. I could feel the thin strands of sunlight as I drew closer. The pulpy face said nothing. "Relax, Zach," I thought. I breathed. I stared at an old Niagara Falls pennant. It was from the Canadian side. A Mountie was saluting the falls. Calm me down a little bit. "Say, how about a Loganberry?"
"Mattresses."
And then a bag was pushed through the chasm. The bottom was covered in grease, but there was something inside. It was the rib sub, and, as I unexpectedly found out later, the pizza too. An entire pizza pie shoved into a paper bag. It was eldritch, this pizza, made by phantoms. I threw a 20 at the chasm. Some change somehow appeared immediately, followed by a 2-liter of Loganberry in a styrofoam container.
"All right now, enjoy your meal,"
the chasm said. The pulpy figure was gone. I looked at the chasm. It grew suddenly gray outside. Nothing further was coming, I knew it. I thought about approaching, thought about trying to get a glimpse into the kitchen, but there was just no way, man. It was over. I had to accept it. The chasm had accepted it. I took one last look at the pennant, and it was gone. Nothing but cracked brown paneling. The pizza was good, though, and so was the sub. That's what you should take away from this. For Channel 9, this is Zach L. Kibau, reporting.
Now to absorb some local color through the magic of AM radio.
The book of Revelations tells us to watch for the 7 signs of evil.
Wait, sign of evil number 4.
Continuing our sign of evil countdown, here's Vanessa Williams.
Next up, we hear from Catskill-based performer Matt Bua and Ryan Hosseppel's 31 Down project with Wireless Electric Chair.
Thank you.
Energy efficiency, microwave intensity. There was a blowhard, wireless, leprechaun. Just got sent an ion, this field would bound it. Stanford White, the field did. Janice, thaw gonna kill them. Confusion, your kind of fusion, mom. Won't ever down, fusion. Frequencies and radio yesterday calling to me. Yeah, confusion won't let me down. Fusion, that kind of fusion won't let me down. Wireless erection, confusion, confusion won't let me down. Confusion, confusion, confusion. Wireless electric jam, wireless electric jam. Look at my hair stare. If you're far away, beware.
Hear me? Mark, I'm so frightened. Well, it's over. I did what you wanted me to do. Now I'm through. I'm through with it, and I'm finished with you. Mike! Hi, Mike, why did you make me do people? Why? Mike! I baited them like you have baited me all those years, Mike. You did so little to help me. Oh, Mike. You just help yourself with my emotions, scattering them all over the pavement like salt, like rock salt in an icy New England road. I feel like someone's following me. I feel alone here in this homeless looking at an empty world around me, like I'm staring through a glass casket. I'm out here in a coffin, Mike, and you won't even respond to me. I'm scared, Mike. Don't you see that? someone's following me, Mike. Oh, why won't you say something? Say something, Mike. I'm leaving, Mike. I'm packing my bags and I'm moving on. Does that worry you? Mike, you're so damn dumb that you won't even care. One more thing, Mike. They asked about you. And, I know you told me not to do what I did, but I had no choice. They asked me about you, you know, and I told them everything. Can you hear that? A voice from a glass room is entering your face. It's over. Goodbye, Mike.
Here's Brian Eno with St. Elmo's Fire.
Brown eyes and I were tired. We had walked and we had scrambled through the moors and through the briars, through the endless blue meanders in the blue August moon, in the cool August moon. Over the nights and through the fires, we went surging down the wires, through the towns and on the highways, through the storms in all their thundering. The cool August moon, in the cool August moon. Then we rested in a desert where the bones were white as tinsel, and we saw St. Elmo's fire splitting irons in the ether.
Thank you. What's the most important issue?
Getting back to the basics of teaching children, not teaching them critical race theory.
And what is critical race theory?
Well, I'm not going to get into the specifics of it because I don't understand it that much, but it's something that I don't, what little bit that I know, I don't care for.
And what have you heard that you don't,
well,
that you
I'm
don't
not,
like?
Well, I'm not going to, you know, I don't have that much knowledge on it, but okay. It's something that I'm not, that I don't care for.
Thank you.
from it to bell. Whoa, 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 whoa. Feel like me sit down.
Hot.